Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. That's right, Cliffy's back. Cliff is, as you know, is one of the resident attorneys in the Brain Trust. He spends a lot of his time helping people like you and me with our online legal stuff, especially. He wrote the book on the eBay tax and legal stuff, the answer book on that. Also, the eBay business answer book, also the eBay marketing Bible. You're starting to see the trend here, right, folks? And he's here to talk to us about a real life situation that he knows about, that you and I need to know about. Cliff Inico, welcome back.
Jim, always a pleasure, man.
Good to have you back. So Cliffy, we got we're doing business online. I just got through talking to a young lady who's a pastry chef in San Francisco. She and her partner have been doing wholesale work and being successful, and now in the last few months they started an online store, and so you can go now and buy their chocolate truffles at their on their website, and they'll ship them to you by U.S. Postal Service. She says,
"Yep, that is how online commerce works."
That's exactly right. So you've got people, you know, people who've been doing the same thing very successfully, but occasionally something happens, right? Something goes
correct.
Bump
that's
in the night.
That's exactly right. And things can happen. Here's something everybody needs to know. Whenever you're selling stuff online, even though you're up in the cloud and anybody can order from anybody and your stuff from anywhere in the world, you still have to keep an eye on where your merchandise is located physically.
Mm.
A lot of people now selling online are using remote warehousing services. Amazon offers a bunch of these to their to their customers. Other places do as well.
There's a guy on my show a couple of times now who has a business like that in China.
Right.
You ship your stuff to him, it goes in his big warehouse, and when he sells it in China, he ships it, your stuff out of his warehouse.
That's very popular right now. And the thing you got to remember is whenever your warehouse is at a remote location, there's two things you got to know. Number one is you have what is called nexus there. You have to pay taxes out there. You're subject
it's
to that state sales tax.
It's as if you're domiciled. You might as well be domiciled in that place.
Exactly. That merchandise is an extension of your business. Mm-hmm. It's like you had a physical office out there.
It's the reason why some companies pay taxes. You have to pay sales tax when you buy from them in your state, but the next state over doesn't. It's because they have a warehouse of some kind or some kind of an operation in your state.
Right, and that applies to your whole business, too. So if I'm in New York and my stuff is in a warehouse in Alabama, I got to charge Alabama sales tax whenever an Alabama person buys from me, even if I'm shipping from my New York office.
Right.
That's what people don't realize. It's just having that inventory down in Alabama makes me an Alabaman. Just
right,
like you.
And
just
so,
like
so we got. So now we got. What happens when all that stuff gets commingled, and it's not supposed
well,
to be commingled.
Well, let's talk about that. Well, that's very important.
It's not
important.
Supposed to be commingled, but sometimes it gets commingled.
Before we talk about commingling, though, Jim, I just want to make a very basic point. When your merchandise is out there, you got nexus for tax purposes, but you also can be sued out there. That your merchandise being out there means that somebody in Alabama that doesn't like you can sue you, and he can get jurisdiction over you because of that pile of boxes sitting in your warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Every state has something called a long-arm jurisdiction statute, which says that they can sue somebody out of state as long as that person has just a minimum contact with the state. That's enough to justify jurisdiction.
So let's make sure we get this cleared up here. If somebody in Texas buys something from you in Connecticut,
right,
and it's shipped out of your warehouse in Alabama, can they sue you in Alabama and or Texas?
Well, no. In a situation like that, the Texas person probably wouldn't have jurisdiction over me in Texas.
Right.
But someone from Alabama could probably sue
so
me.
So only somebody from the state where the warehouse is. But, of course, as you know, a warehouse for online purposes is shipping to anywhere. It's not just shipping in that state. They're shipping all over the place.
All over the place, and that's anywhere. In most states, they can't get jurisdiction over you just because you ship stuff into the state, in most states.
Right.
But there has to be something a little bit more than that. But if they can show in any way that you've been targeting your marketing activities to people out there, to residents of that state, they're going to try to get jurisdiction over you.
And, folks, the issue that we're discussing, and we're going to continue after this break, is when you do business with people, if they're not happy with you and they decide to sue you, where is that suit going to be brought? In the state of the distribution, the state of the offendee, or the state of the offender? And so how do you keep from getting yourself into a bind in that way? Cliff Inico is going to clear that up for us after these messages. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.